When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
We were just talking about Applebee's to the people who don't pay for the extra content and all. And I don't care what's going on. I love Applebee's spinach artichoke dip.
Yes.
It is so good.
Yeah.
Man.
Applebee's has a spinach artichoke dip. Chili's has that skillet queso.
Oh, my God. Southwestern. Oh, my God. Anybody who has Southwestern egg rolls, I'm going to eat them.
You take that.
Put that ranch.
You take that whatever that dip I just talked about. What's it called?
Skillet queso.
Skillet queso. And you take a Southwestern egg roll and drag it through that skillet queso. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
What happens?
You rest good that night.
Hell yeah. You rest good that night. I didn't rest good last night because I made red beans and rice.
Mm. Oh.
Ooh. Damn. When you don't fart in front of your wife. It'll keep you up.
Did you just have to get up and leave the room every time?
Yeah, I was holding it in.
Oh, no, that's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Better out than in, I always.
But you know what? If I just opened up to her about it and talked about my feelings, she would probably say, well, I had those same red beans. So for tonight, let's make an exception and just blow it up in here.
That would have been great.
That would be... It'll never happen. That was amazing. That'd be amazing.
I would love to hear Jody say those words.
Yeah, you know what? Tonight, let's just blow it up in here. Like, all right, let's go for it.
Those red beans are really hitting me.
We have two stories from Taiwan.
Oh.
That would be great for extra, extra funny. One is a man who's filed for divorce. But this actually says from his wife.
This is only extra funny. Is that a problem?
Oh, is it extra? It's just extra, regular extra.
Yeah, regular extra funny.
So I don't know. It's okay, fine. Just making sure.
It's fine. So forget about that first part where I said this is the part that people pay for because you don't. They're getting screwed today. But this guy in Taiwan filed for divorce, saying from his wife is redundant in the story, so I don't know. Know why they would do that, but the only reason that he could come up with to divorce her, I mean, I think this is really nitpicky, is because she had asked him to start paying her for the marital sex because he's overweight and bad in bed.
Oh, dang.
So I guess he thinks that relationship is irreparable.
I would imagine. That's not going to fly in my house.
Yeah, I'm going to have to now pay you. You're my wife. I got to pay you for sex.
But you know good and well, just the reaction, though, of his was to go, oh, how much? Because I would have been like, how much do you think you're worth?
Just because you're curious for the answer.
Yeah. What kind of price are you putting on it? Like per session, a month for, you know, however many, you know, is it going to be like a, you know, some sort of a shopping club or that movie ticket that Rob has where he can go to movies and you know, pay one price. How much?
Let's go find a hooker that looks like you.
Yeah.
And see what she's charging, and then we'll come up with a number.
Yeah.
Because that's what you've basically become in a house.
Mm-hmm. And then the other story was... a guy being arrested for stealing women's underwears. He's a panty thief. And he told the authorities whenever they got him that the reason he was stealing those panties is because those are the types of panties that he likes, and his wife won't wear those kind. So whenever he would see them hanging out on the laundry line and stuff like that, he would take them. And then he said he would hang them up in the bathroom and use them to bait himself.
Just by looking at them hanging them in the bathroom?
Yeah. Or rub them all over himself and things. And
so we have two instances here of men who one gets a divorce and one's going to jail because of something that their wives won't do for them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
how so?
I don't get the whole, your husband likes these kinds of panties and then you refuse to wear them. I mean, what's that going to hurt you?
It's 3 minutes out of your life.
Well, he's been putting on, you know.
I kind of get that one.
Why?
Because if she says the same thing, she's like, I would just really like to see you in a G-string.
He'd probably do it.
I would not.
Yeah. It just the privacy of the two of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would do it.
Yeah, I would.
Sure, whatever she wants, man.
You wouldn't?
No. Higgins? No, I don't think so.
If she said, I would love if you do this for me, you wouldn't think, sure.
I'm saying G-string, whatever the you know, a super.
The man thong,
yeah. Or what if she said, like, when we go to the beach, can you wear a Speedo?
Well, that's different.
That's a different deal.
Because then other people are seeing you too. But just in the privacy of your home with the two of you.
You can't put these like clothes, the clothespins on your nipples. No, I've got boundaries. Like, I'm not just like, whatever you want. You want me to stab myself?
I'm not saying whatever you want. Because, I mean, if it's going to cause pain, then no, I wouldn't do that either. But
dye your hair purple.
I mean, but that's more than just, you know, do this for, you know, a few minutes and then it's over. You can't do anything that's going to last and people see you in public. And
put this adult toy in your mouth. You going to do that? It's not harming you. It's in the privacy of your own home.
Oh, yeah.
Open wide.
I'm going to need to know what the toy is.
Well, the one you're probably thinking of, the main.
Yeah. You know, the staple.
Yeah. The staple.
It's a possibility.
You would do it?
I don't know. Depends on the reaction I'm expecting. Sounds like you're welcome. We're going to get a great reaction out of it.
I'd probably put it in my ear. If
you would?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Ugh. Put a Q-tip on the end of it.
You are dumb.
They're like, oh, I would, but I don't want to knock my feelings out. I got a loose crown here. I want to knock it out. Don't want to have to explain that to my very Christian dentist. Yeah, our dentist is, I mean, just like super, like the kind of guy that when you leave his office, you're like, that is a good guy. Yeah, that's a good person. Man. Yeah. So I can't imagine going in there. He's like, hey, some sort of a latex, purple latex stuck in your crown that got knocked it loose.
Huh.
It's rubbery.
It'd be awful.
A serial number on it.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, I'm not saying I would say yes, but I'm saying I would have to. There would be this. I'd consider it if it, you know, made her happy.
I know a woman. I know a woman who grows her armpit hair out for and lets you stop shaving. Because her husband has a thing for European women that don't do that. So, like, there's certain, not in the summer, because people see her, you know, in summer clothes that they could tell. But in the winter, she does that for him.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
European women, a.k.a. dudes.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.